Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviuom. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Dale Sviuom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviuom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to third. Sviuom moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cerrone moves to second. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviam moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Carter steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabler. Cerrone scores. Molitor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Svium hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroem fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hall reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Dan Plesac now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Juan Castillo pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer is hit by the pitch. Scott Bales now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Rick Manning. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now playing center field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-4 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.